You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. One of the world's most famous examples of fresco art is the Diego Rivera work at the Detroit Institute of Arts, the Detroit Industry Murals. In that very same tradition, Detroit artist Hubert Massey is preparing to paint a large mural in the fresco style in Detroit's Cobo Center. It'll tell the story of Detroit. Hubert Massey, welcome to Stateside.
Hello.
This is no small undertaking. How large will this mural be?
Well, it's going to be approximately 30 feet by 30 feet.
Hubert, tell us, what is the story that you want to tell through this fresco for Cobo?
Well, one of the things I want to tell through the fresco is the sort of like a quick snapshot of the history of the city of Detroit. So it starts off with a guy who's holding the earth in one hand, and then there's a mechanical arm that stretches up and over him, shining a light down on the earth. But his hand is reached out in the center of a gear. So what is it doing? Is creating the center of technology and innovation. And it also shows a Native American that's standing up on the sort of a cliff looking over the Detroit River. You'll see the Ambassador Bridge. You'll also see the new bridge that's supposedly going to be built. And you also see where the Indian is pointing their hand. There's a canoe that's going upstream and also a freighter that's coming downstream. And then you also see the city. Detroit happens to be a tapestry of many different cultures that's in the landscape, from Native American, Hispanic, African Americans, and so on. You also see the landscape of Canada on the other side of the river.
When you got this commission, I'm interested, Hubert, what's the process where it begins as this germ of an idea, tell the city of Detroit's story, and then what do you do to develop it into this really clearly glorious, all-encompassing array of images?
Well, one of the things, I normally do community forums. So we got a group of people from kids to community leaders and sort of a cross-section throughout the city to come together and to discuss what would be some of the things that if somebody was coming to the city for the first time, what would be some of the iconic things that we will want the viewer to see for the first time coming into the city that tells them the story of the city of Detroit.
Which makes sense because you're talking about the heart of Detroit's convention and visitor scene.
That's right. And sitting on the international border. So we have these discussions. And a lot of times people come up with really wonderful stories and all. And, I get inspired by that.
Hubert, take us through the process. You don't just get up there and start drawing and painting on this huge space, this basically 30 by 30 foot space. So what's the actual process of creating a fresco mural?
Well, one of the things is that after the sketches and the design is created, then there's what you call a cartoon drawing that has to be produced. Now, I study up under Diego Rivera's assistants. They're the ones who taught me how to do frescoes, and this happened back in the mid-90s or so. So part of the process is that when you create these cartoon drawings, they have to be full scale. We take tracings from that and then take tracings from the actual drawing that we create that's full scale. Then you perforate the tracings. So a long time ago, they used to use sticks or some kind of a wood with a pen or metal tube that they can just poke holes into it. So in this day and time, we use electricity. Electricity arcs. So we have a wall that's screened, and as fast as you move your tool, thousands of holes are already into the paper. I got this because I was a sign painter. And that's what really intrigued me about doing frescoes, because Diego Rivera was a sign painter too. So this is really intriguing to me because I like the logistics that go along with doing the fresco. So once you do the cartoon drawing, Once you have perforated the paper to transfer it onto the surface, then the hard work begins. You have to grind pigments. So pigments are all hand ground. There's no paint that you go to the store and buy and it's already in liquid form and you start painting. You have to actually make your own pigments. Then you have to prepare the wall. That involves structural engineers, because if the wall cannot support the weight of a fresco, then that wall has to be rebuilt in order to house the fresco. So what's the materials? The materials are made out of river sand, lime, marble dust, and oxidized pigments.
I have to say, it strikes me that what you're describing, do you think of the fact that you're doing something, Hubert Massey, that we know that there are murals and frescoes on cave walls from prehistory. Do you feel linked to these, you know, eons of artists?
Oh, yeah, I feel very much so. I mean, because the process hasn't changed in over thousands of years. Michelangelo painted the Sistine Chapel. It's the same technique, the same process. Did you know when you paint black and white first, and then you paint the colors over the top of that? That's truly amazing, and that's where you get the when people say, "Well, I'm glazing." Well, glazing comes from basically frescoes, because that's all it is running color on top of color on top of color, which colors bleed through.
It sounds stunning and painstaking beyond belief. But when do you expect that the piece will be completely finished, Hubert?
It should be completed by the end of next year.
Oh, boy. And I know we want to let everybody know there will be an unveiling of Hubert Massey's cartoon drawings for this Cobo Center fresco that's happening this evening at Cobo from 5 to 7 p.m. It's open to one and all, so we could really get a chance see these incredible images telling Detroit's history that you tell. And then about a year from now, we'll be talking about being able to see the final product, Hubert.
And I'm pretty excited. And so and then it sort of goes along with some of the other pieces that I have around the city. It's probably about 15 monumental pieces around the city of Detroit, from everywhere from the tile mural in Southwest Detroit to the Athenaeum Hotel, mm-hmm. the murals I painted there, the African American Museum floor, the Paradise Valleys, Terrazzo, Campus Martius. So, and that's just a few.
Making his mark on Detroit through his art. Hubert Massey, it was great to hear you describe your love of art and your talent with us, and we want to thank you so much for doing that.
Thank you so very much. I'm truly honored.